This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Couple of car items as we continue on. First of all, Ford said today it's going to move all of its small car production to Mexico. The company did say, though, that no jobs are going to be lost here as a result. In Pittsburgh, PA, meanwhile, self-driving Ubers, also Ford's as it happens, started picking up passengers today. Erica Barras took a ride.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
I'm Erica.
This week, the cars, four Ford Fusions, each with 20 cameras, seven lasers, and GPSs attached to the top, began picking up passengers. Among them, me. Now, this car isn't fully self-driving. It's still in trial mode. Pennsylvania law requires a human in the driver's seat, so two vehicle operators are up front. It doesn't feel that different from a typical Uber, but I tap a screen that starts my ride. It tells me when the car is autonomous and when the driver starts driving. Within the first 10 minutes, the driver overrides the autonomous system five times.
We're still rapidly learning as we're on the road every single day.
That's Rafi Krikorian, who runs Uber's Advanced Technology Center. You know how some cities are built on the grid system? A running joke in Pittsburgh is that it's built on the spaghetti system. Krikorian says that's one of the reasons the city is ideal for testing self-driving cars.
Pittsburgh's road network is really old. Pittsburgh's road network is very complicated. Traffic is a real problem here. We actually have extreme weather.
For now, these rides are free. Uber has been working on these cars for the past 18 months. Another reason Uber's here? Carnegie Mellon University's robotics program, which has made autonomous vehicles for mining, farming, and space. 60 people from the school left to work at Uber. Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto says Uber is a catch for the city.
They have invested a couple $100 million into Pittsburgh, and I expect that number to triple or quadruple.
Of course, not everyone is excited about these cars. Engineers started testing them on the streets in the spring, drawing curiosity and concern.
I don't feel safe with that car on the road.
That's hairdresser Laviette Lundy.
Knowing whether or not it could see me or not see me, or if it's going to crash like my phone crashes or like my computer crashes, my tablet crashes.
The city has 4,000 regular Uber drivers, and some are worried. When Nathaniel Morley's wife went back to school, he started driving Uber to earn more money. I recently rode with him. First, he got the car ready.
Spray a little Febreze, do the Swiffer if I need to, and just get it looking nice. Make sure it's nothing on the seats.
This is the kind of service Morley says will be lost.
The pluses about Uber is, you know, is the human element. You have somebody there that, for instance, if you have people that are out of town, they get in the car, they say, hey, can you suggest somewhere to eat? Or do you have, you know, any recommendations for places to see, you know, tourist spots, whatever.
We pick up Bing Wan Lee, an engineering grad student.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Yeah.
700 Technology Drive.
Yes.
As a passenger, he wonders what the self-driving cars will mean for the drivers.
Well, definitely is not good for Uber driver like you. I'm sorry about that.
Morley makes around $400 a week driving to supplement his income as a social worker and adjunct professor. It may be a while before he faces competition from driverless cars. Pennsylvania's Department of Transportation is drafting regulations for the vehicles. Uber says it'll be years before truly self-driving cars are on the road, but the first fleet of cars picking up passengers this week, well, that's a start. In Pittsburgh, I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.